Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone here into the Clay County, coming to you live and in living color directly from the old clerk's office here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. Got a great show lined up this morning, but before we get into all that, we of course want to thank the folks that make this possible, that being the Clay County Chamber, the three-star program, and all the good folks that advertise here, that buy a little time so we can keep coming to you live here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning on WVFB FM 101.5 Kick Country, broadcasting out to the world from the big tower out at Midway, just outside of the big city of Moss, Tennessee. And it's a pleasure being able to do this each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And we've also got a rebroadcast at 6 o'clock tonight. And this show will get posted on the Dale Hall Horizon site. And we're going to videotape this today. We're going to try to do a live YouTube thing, but I couldn't get my camera to work right. So we'll be posting a video up on it there. And I know folks are really going to enjoy this, and I know that Miss Cherokee puts on a pretty good show, and she's going to talk a little bit about some of the things she's been doing, how busy she's been this summer, and how busy she's going to be for the next year or so, doing a whole bunch of things as usual. But with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be back just in a minute, and we'll get started.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. We're getting ready to crank up a little music show today. Miss Cherokee Upton is here with us, a young lady that I have been aware of. I don't know, not from the time she was born, but pretty close. Known both of her parents, grandparents, forever. Her grandpa was a classmate of mine, and I guess the first time I heard her perform out at a little show was maybe 13 or 14 years old. And I looked through our song list here, and there's only about 60 years difference in our ages, but we have basically the same likes and dislikes in music, a lot of it. But I want to remind everyone, we'll be giving away one of those birthday prizes today, and we'll do that about halfway through the show. But with further ado, good morning, Cherokee.
Good morning, Mr. Watson.
You got something lined up for us? Are you talking about yourself on this song, or?
Well, I think I'm going to start off with old John Prine.
Okay.
I'm confident that I shouldn't mess up.
All right. One of our best songs. songwriters that passed away recently, Mr. John Prine. If you know, that one is written from a female angle on it, and I guess the best-selling record on that was done by Miss Bonnie Raitt, who is a blues singer, one of the best slide guitar players probably in the world. I think maybe her dad was a Broadway actor or something, but I know that she did a version of that was a big-time seller. And I know the other day Cherokee came in down here and asked me my opinion on something, and she had been invited to do a special song at a funeral service here that took place the other day for one of our teachers, a very special young lady that I had personally known from the time she was a youngster. And one of the songs that she decided that she wanted to do was a song, a gospel song. And the name of that song is The Far Side of Jordan. And I know this is something this will be a special song for her for a long time, and I know it will be for that young lady's parents. That was Miss Letitia Denton. Cherokee, if you want to, let's just go into that.
All right. First, I do want to say the reason that I ever even learned this song was a man named Jerry Hill. I knew him as Squeak. He was my grandpa's best friend, my pappy's best friend, for my whole lifetime and even before then. And he sang a little version of it that I liked a whole lot better than any other version I'd ever heard. It's just stuck with me, so see if we can't try it. I believe my soul are growing wearier each day. Still I've got a journey on my mind. Lures of this old world have ceased to make me wanna stay, and my one regret is leaving you behind. I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand, and when I see you coming, but if it proves to be his will that I am first to go, then somehow I've a feeling it will be. When it comes your time to travel, likewise don't feel lost, for I will be the first one that you see. I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand, and when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters reaching for your hand. Through this life we've labored hard to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes. So I'll just rest here on this shore and turn my eyes away. Until you come, then we'll see paradise. I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand. When I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters reaching for your hand. I'll come running through the shallow waters reaching for your hand.
Okay, I'm going to let you introduce this next song. This is a Lola Jean Dillon song.
It sure is.
Talk about that just a little bit.
Well, thanks to you. Back in May, I had the honor of singing this song for Miss Lola Jean here in the Clay County Courthouse. And she told me and many others that she wrote this song quite a few years ago, and she's real humble, so of course she never expected anything huge to happen to it. Loretta Lynn just happened to get a hold of it, and the rest was history. That's why you know the song. I'm going to try to do it justice. I hope we don't mess it up. All alive and everything.
Short commercial break, and we'll be back just in a minute, so just hang on. We're just getting started.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. We'll give Cherokee time to get back over in front of the microphone here in a second. We're going to let her introduce herself to folks, and she's just not this pretty voice on the other side of the microphone. Beginning all the way back, well, let's start back, grandparents, Cherokee. I know you are a native, I guess, Clay Canyon, and live with some roots over in Overton County. And just tell us about early on, grandma and grandpa.
Well, my biggest influence is probably my pappy. That would be my mom's dad, Eldon Davis. He's from Overton County. Both of my grandparents on that side were teachers over there for years, and he was superintendent for a while, and he was vice principal for a while. So,
a lifelong friend of mine, as a matter of fact.
If you don't know him from that way, you know, he'd probably give you the hardest whipping you've ever had if you went to school. That's what I've been told. But he's always been an amazing bluegrass musician to me and an amazing person. He's been the greatest, one of the greatest influences in my life, and I'm so proud to know him and have him, and I'm lucky that I can still be influenced by him every day, and hopefully we can play some more before long.
And I believe your grandma taught down at Maple Grove.
That's where she started out.
Started teaching over
and
there.
And if I'm not mistaken, she was only 17 years old, something like that. When she started college, she was 16 or 17, so they threw her to the dogs when she went down there.
Well, now, how about the on the other side? How about on the Upton side?
My other grandparents are from here. You guys might know Maggie and Richard Upton.
Richard's a classmate of mine.
Of course. He was a dispatcher for years down here at the local jail. He's finally give that up.
Yes. And what about Maggie? Was she mainly a homemaker, or did she work outside the house?
I think she worked at a few factories before my day, but in my lifetime, she's always been down in the dirt, planting a flower, or pressure washing the porch, you know.
Okay.
Doing some stuff outside.
Now, a little short on your mom and dad.
Well, my mom and dad, they don't really play. They listen to a lot of music. My dad always tried to play a little guitar and stuff in front of me when
I
was little.
I remember that.
I think that's what got me interested at first, other than Pappy, just seeing Dad beat around on the E chord for a while, and I just wanted to figure out how to do what he was doing, and it didn't take me long till I was showing him a thing or two.
And your mother was an outstanding athlete over in Overton County, I believe.
Yes. It's hard for me to brag about everybody behind a microphone right now.
But I think she may have been on she on the state tournament team over there.
Oh, yes.
I thought she was.
Yeah, they won it 94, her senior year, and then my aunt, her sister, they won it when she was, I'm afraid to say, on the radio. I honestly want to thank my aunt was a sophomore or junior, but I don't
remember. Yeah. Okay, now, you said you're interested in music. Probably, can you remember the first time you ever went on stage somewhere and actually, you know, performed a song for a crowd of people?
Probably church, but I've been influenced by music my whole life. As soon as I was big enough to reach the radio, I figured out how to slide Appetite for Destruction into the radio, and I was bobbing around to the beat of Welcome to the Jungle and things like that. Knew every word of that before I could read, so it didn't take me long.
Okay, now, do you play any other instruments?
I piddle around, but I wouldn't claim to
keyboard
to play them. Now, I piddle with that.
Okay, now, and I know we were hoping you were ready to do maybe an original song today, but you are doing some writing, I know.
Yeah, the confidence just isn't there. It's never been there, really.
Well, you know,
I struggle with that.
Well, right now you're mainly a cover art. Okay.
For now, until I believe in myself.
Yeah, okay, and you just graduated from high school. Basketball player over here, like you played in the state tournament here with us a number of years in Clay County, and you're getting ready to go to Volunteer State this fall, I believe. What's your major area of study going to be?
I'm actually going for occupational therapy, and right now I'm set up where I'm aiming for my master's degree, but I'd like to get my doctorate if things work out.
And you have signed a scholarship down there?
I sure have. We start running our guts out in less than 14 days, so I'm trying not to think about it too much.
And coming up, I know you have played a number of places this summer, all the way. You haven't been over in West Tennessee, I don't think, yet, have you?
Not this year.
Past Nashville.
No.
But I know you have done some things up in Upper East Tennessee, a lot of shows up in there, a lot of local shows
some
here.
Some Kentucky, some Florida. I've been everywhere.
Okay, now, I was going to hold that for just a second till you do, me and Bobby McGee, but we'll talk about Florida here in a few minutes.
All right.
But right now, we kind of left a minute ago on just a little bit of a downside, so I think this is time for Little Miss Sunshine to do You Are My Sunshine.
Thank you.
Minute ago that you were singing in church, being in church, and I know that this next song that you're going to be doing, I'm sure you probably did that in church a number of times. It's an old gospel song that just about every bluegrass artist, country artist everywhere in the world has done sometime or another, Wayfaring Stranger.
I will do Wayfaring Stranger, but I've actually never sang it in church. The first thing I ever remember doing was the old rugged cross with nothing but me in a book just standing up there. I practiced that for weeks. I was ever so proud, scared to death. My great uncle, he's passed away now. His name is Cordell Hall. He lived here in Clay County. He greatly influenced me in that way. I was so afraid to get up in church. I was afraid for pretty much anything, get up in front of anybody. I hated singing in front of people when I was little. I like to do it in my room. I like to do it at home. Outside of that, you couldn't pay me to do it.
We might let you from memory do that here toward the end of the show.
Right. I don't know about that.
Okay.
It's been about 12 to a few, maybe 15 years even. I was little.
Maybe a lot. But right now, Wayfaring Stranger.
All right. I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world alone. There is no sickness, no toil nor danger in that bright land to which I go.
Take a little short break here, come back. Before we go, I'm going to read our birthday list for today. celebrating birthdays today. Well, we begin. I think you celebrated a birthday this past week, so we're not going to put you in the drawing now. But
dadgummit. Hey, it's still this week. It counts. It was Monday now.
Okay. And going through our list today, celebrating birthdays, Ms. Shelby Strode, Silas Key celebrated a birthday. Your dad celebrated a birthday, so we will not cheat on that one either. So.
Shelby's dad has a birthday on August 2nd. My dad has a birthday on August 2nd, and Shelby and I are both born on August 1st.
Well,
crazy.
Big time celebration. Also celebrating a birthday this week, Mr. Jerry Strong, celebrating a birthday. I don't know how old he is, but I think he may be older than the soil he works in. But Aniston Morris, celebrating the birthday. Mr. Larry Denton, Mr. Calvin Hamilton, and Ms. Deanna Donaldson-Pulo all celebrated birthdays this week. I know we've got lots more, but and we'll remind everyone that in order to get your name on this list is to call our number here, 931-243-5574, and speak slowly and clearly into the answering machine. And don't start too quick or quit too quick, so we'll make sure we get it. But with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll come back and do a whole bunch more music. We'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we get back to some music, we'll do a little special thing here. We really want to thank the folks over at Salina Lumber Company and Salina Health and Rehab and Macon Bank and Trust. It's through their special help that makes shows like this possible here on the Clay County Corner. And hopefully this is maybe the first of some other live shows we may try to do a little bit later on when we round up maybe a little bit more talent. And, of course, we'll always invite Cherokee back anytime that we can. I know we're fixing to lose her here full-time in town for a little while, but I want to remind everyone that she's going to be playing at Livingston this weekend, the Americana Festival over there.
I'll be there tonight. I think my set is from 6:15 to 6:45, and there's quite a few talented songwriters doing their own stuff to follow.
Okay, and now the next song coming up, there's a little something special about it. A trip to Florida, Cherokee, about 2 or 3 years ago. Tell us about that just a little bit.
Well, Dennis Wallace let me get up on stage down there at a place called Ricky T's in Treasure Island, Florida. I was down there with my aunt in St. Pete at her place. I said I think I was 14 the first time. He let me get up, and he let me do Coal Miner's Daughter, me and Bobby McGee. You are my sunshine, I believe, actually. Since then, anytime I go back, of course, COVID put everybody out for a while, and they didn't play nowhere. But as long as I was down there, he let me get up and do a few songs. And this last time, I guess they were pretty impressed as how I've grown, and my voice has changed a little, and the guitar abilities are slightly better than they was when I was little. So he let me get up and do quite a few more, and I was singing with him about every other night while I was down there for 10 days this last time.
And there was a backup band there, got a neat name, hadn't it?
Yes. Forgot to mention the rest of them. I'm so sorry if you're listening, boys. Steve and Kevin, the mandolin and bass player, they come together with Dennis to form a little band called Corn Fused. I'm trying to get them to come up to Tennessee.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. Well, I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before the rain. He rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wiper slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And nothing don't mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free, yeah. No, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me, my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we done. Yeah, Bobby, baby, came in from this cold world. One day out near Salinas, Florida, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it, yeah. Well, I trade all my tomorrow for one single yesterday. To be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And nothing, well, that's all that my Bobby left me, yeah. Well, feeling good was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. La da da, da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Bobby McGee. La da da, da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Bobby McGee. La da da.
Chris Christopherson song there, made famous by what?
If I'm not mistaken, he might have written that.
I believe he did.
I think he did.
Oh,
Janis Joplin made it famous.
Yeah, I know he did. Janis Joplin did her version of it, and just about everybody in the world has recorded that at one time or another. But, you know, Chris Christopherson was a truly amazing Renaissance man. I know he was highly educated, had studied at some major universities over in Europe, I think maybe he taught English at one time at West Point.
I think so.
And turned all that down and decided he wanted to go to Nashville and be a country music songwriter and work down there. Kind of like Miss Lola Jean talked about. He swept the studios out, did everything in the world that he could, and finally made it with some great, great music. One of the greatest songwriters we've ever had in this area. But now, all right, now back to you. Tell us about Teardrop Inn.
Well, I don't know what to tell you on that.
I think you believe there was a bluegrass version that you heard one time years ago.
There are.
And you kind of made it your own.
If you don't care, I might just trade that one out and do one Pappy wrote.
Okay, hey, that would be great. All right. Very good.
I hope y'all like this. I'm pretty partial to this song. It's like my favorite thing ever. I don't know why he's not famous for it yet. Do you, Mr. Watson?
No. Well, kind of like Dumas Walker said, he's famous. Everybody just don't know it yet.
Exactly. Have you ever walked along a country road down in the evening, or listened to the songbirds and saw the fireflies glow? Have you ever watched the sunset from the quiet of a mountain, or listened to the Carter family on the radio? The hourglass is running as the waters roll to sea. Some seek their fame and fortune, but little do they know. Have you ever picked the mint that grows along a shady, shallow stream? Just some things I think about, their treasures untold. Have you ever filled a wash tub and played out in the backyard and make believe you're fishing with an old cane pole? Have you ever held a baby close when nighttime comes a-creeping? Just some things I think about, their treasures untold. The hourglass is running as the waters roll to sea. Some seek their fame and fortune, but little do they know. Sugar cookies, bacon, and an old wood stove at Christmas. Just some things I think about, their treasures untold. Just some things I think about, their treasures untold.
Okay, this next song we've got on the list is highly relevant right now to things going on. And I think that, of course, the name of the song is Paradise, and I believe Paradise, Kentucky, may be over in eastern Kentucky, in that area there where the flooding is taking place right now. And, of course, one of the major causes of flooding over in that area over the years has been the fact of what this song Paradise is about, and that is about the strip mining over there and the removal of the topsoil and taking the trees down and letting the water flow more freely. But this also is another song that was written by John Prine. And this is, I guess, his first major hit on his first album many, many years ago, Paradise.
When I was a child, my family would travel up to Western where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where
Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. Well, sometimes we would travel right down the Green River to an abandoned old prison down by Adry Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles is all we would keep. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till that land was forsaken, and wrote it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul float on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, 5 miles away from wherever I am.
Very good. Okay, now the next one is another John Prine song. I guess this is an analogy for the Vietnam soldiers. The name of this song is Sam Stone, and it has a great big message in it, and it's one of both of our favorites. And Cherokee, let's do that one right now, Sam Stone.
All right. Conflict overseas, and the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back. Well, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's Welcome Home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like 1,000 railroad trains and eased his mind in the hours that he chose. While the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. Well, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears. Don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost all fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on a G.I. Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's heel. Well, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears. Don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, we're about to run out of time. Jerry Strong won the cake today.
Congratulations, Jerry.
And take us to the end of the show. Don't you want to go home?
Don't make you go. Want to go home? You're gonna make me mess up talking here.
Yeah. And we'll be back here again next week. Right now, Cherokee, take us home.
All right. I'll try. Telephone pole as the Tennessee sun goes down. Well, it's been a long time, but I'm glad to say that I'm going back down to my hometown. Going down to the Greyhound station, I'm gonna buy me a one-way fare. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, by tomorrow I'll be right there. Don't it make you wanna go home now? Don't it make you wanna go home? All God's children get weary when they roam. Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? Well, there's a six-lane highway.